Test 67, Section 4, Question 21. This one we're trying to look for the flaw in the argument, and the farmer says, my neighbor claims that pesticides are spreading to her farm in runoff water, but she is wrong. So she says it's spreading, but she's wrong. So that sounds conclusion-y. I use only organic pesticides, and there is no evidence that they harm either people or domestic animals. Furthermore, I am careful to avoid spraying on my neighbor's land. Now, in this case, the problem with this is the author of the argument, or the farmer, doesn't actually give any evidence to dispute her claim that pesticides are not going onto her land. The farmer says, well, they're organic, the pesticides that I use, and I don't spray them on her land. But she never claimed that they weren't organic, nor did she claim that they were being sprayed. It was that they were spreading to her farm in runoff water. And both of those things are possible based on the farmer's claims. And so the farmer never really addressed the idea of whether or not there are pesticides spreading via the water. So A, treats a lack of evidence that organic pesticides harm people or domestic animals as a proof that they cannot do so. This isn't an argument about the harm. It is just about whether or not the pesticides are spreading. Presumes that justification that being careful to avoid something usually results in its avoidance. That isn't the issue. It isn't about whether or not they're getting sprayed on there. It's about whether they're coming in the runoff water. Does not address the neighbor's claim that pesticides used by the farmer are spreading onto her land. It's exactly what happened here. It doesn't address that claim that it's spreading. Fails to provide an alternative explanation for the presence of pesticides. Well, the farmer doesn't have to give an alternative explanation. The farmer could just show that there aren't pesticides showing up on her land. And then E ignores the possibility that pesticides might have dangerous effects other than harming people. It's not about harm. It's about whether or not the pesticides are in fact spreading via runoff water. And the farmer never addressed that issue at all. And so, therefore, answer choice C is going to be our correct one.